Hello, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have a special show tonight. Again, all of our shows are about instantaneous healing from the Creation Light Ship. This is where you came from, where your spirit was created. And Troika St. Germain is traveling in Europe still, so she invited us onto her show, so we're going to do a continuous two-hour show tonight. So just sit back and relax. Like we said in the past, the Creation Light Ship doesn't care what your religious beliefs are. They'll heal you anyway. So whether you believe in anything or have a certain background of any religion, it doesn't make any difference to them because you're still connected to the divine through the Creation Light Ship. And they know that we have difficulties down here with communication and understanding spiritual law, et cetera. And so they're here to help us. And these healings are instantaneous on the Creation Light Ship. When you go up there, which we'll be doing tonight, for probably the last maybe 10 minutes of the show, the second hour, we're going to be up on the Light Ship doing healings on you. And you'll be taken there out of time. I'll describe how that works briefly here. Our body gets turned off and on continuously. Remember, we're all vibration. Everything that we see is a vibration. And when we're turned off, even though we don't realize that we're being turned off, at that point in time, the Creation Light Ship is able to take our complete spiritual blueprint of our physical body, our spirit, our clothing, et cetera, that's everything that makes us up. And we're transported at that time in the off state to the Creation Light Ship and then rematerialized again on the Light Ship. So if we're wearing certain clothing, we're up there wearing it also. And these beautiful light beings will be working with us. And they're the master saints and angels and many other divine beings that are here to help us for the ascension process. So we'll see if my co-host is here, Sylvia. She's had a lot of natural food restaurants and has a lot of information about that, too, if you're interested in contacting her. So here she is, Sylvia.
Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone, and good evening, and we're very happy to be here with you tonight. Like Ron said, this is a very exciting night because we've got the double show, so we've got a lot of wonderful healings in store. We're going to start out by talking a little bit about the Creation Light Ship, especially for anyone who might be listening for the first time and wonder a little bit about what it is, and we'll be talking a little bit about the Universal Ship. The universal shift that the Light Ship is here to do. And we want to welcome you to interact with us on the show tonight. And the best way to do that is to go to the BBS Fast Chat, which is very easy to do. You just go onto the BBS radio page, and you want to scroll down on the daily programming. So you see Creation Light Ship on the Wednesday night at 7 o'clock slot. Click on that. And you'll see a rectangle that has the BBS phone numbers that you can call in on. And at the bottom of the box with the phone numbers in it, you'll see something that says BBS Fast Chat, and you can simply click on that, and it'll pop up a window for you where you can put in your name and your question. So we'll keep our eyes on that throughout the 2 hours so that if anybody has any questions, we'll try to address them all during the show. And that way, you don't have to worry about calling in and interrupting a healing or anything like that, although you are welcome to call, and we will take calls if we can. So thank you again for coming on with us, and we'll start this hour by asking Ron to talk a little bit about the Creation Light Ship and what it is.
Okay, well, the Creation Light Ship, as I said before in the past, comes here once every 2,000 years. And every 2,000 years, it comes here to help the planet do the ascension process. It goes across the universe doing this to all of its creations. And it's the way that the Light Ship can keep track of its creations, because the darkness does kind of creep in and try to take over the territory of the light. Remember, the Light Ship only creates in the light. It has never created darkness. It only creates in love. And for some reason, the darkness is here, and these are energies that are soulless energies, soulless beings, and they're here typically off-planet, interfering with our energetic systems here. So I can go into a lot of that, but I really won't go into it in this show here. But basically, where we are now is the light ship is coming. This is the same light ship that Jesus used to do his miraculous healings on people, and along with his teachings of how to ascend. And I just will say that his life was cut short about 18 years. He expected to reach many more people. But naturally, just like then as it is now, at the time of ascension, there's a lot of interference happening. And so this is why you want to stay close to your own spiritual guidance inside of yourself and don't look outside of yourself for the guidance. That's what he came to teach, to go inside to get your guidance, because there was a lot of false prophets at that time also coming out to get you to go outside of yourself to get the information. So always go inside. This is what the teaching of the light ship is, to hold that spiritual purity that you're connected with. And the ascension process could happen in 2012. There's talk about that. I have no clue of when it's going to happen, but I do know that it's happening because the light ship is here now to help everyone on the planet if they choose to ascend. And the ascension will be instantaneous, a blink of an eye. The whole universe will become dematerialized instantly. This is the way the darkness falls away from the light. And then it reforms itself again in the light 100%, and then you have a choice of where you choose to incarnate to after that process. And so it's up to you to do the work to keep your body clear and clean and to release the emotional densities from this planet so that you can take this light form to another higher frequency, which is your physical body. That's basically the ascension process. It's very simple. You want to clean yourself out. This is what Jesus taught too, not to judge anything. The judgment is what you have in your body, and this is why you want to release the judgment so that you can have your body, a much purer body, to hold more light. And your spirit cannot and will not come into judgment energy, and this is why you want to release it. So we'll just do a sample clearing now. This is what I do for people. I'm going to do an emotional clearing on all of you listening. So we're going to start from this moment in time and going back to a few years here. So here we go. This is going back to your birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This is an instantaneous healing. It's about 90% completed. If you look upon your life right now, something that caused you emotional disturbances could be fear, anxiety, being really upset with someone, anger. Any of these things were stored inside of your body when that happened. And it could be from the past, from your ancestors, but regardless, it came up in this lifetime right now for you to deal with. So just look at it, and these charges on this emotional trauma should be released pretty much to zero. So just look at a scene in your life, last couple of years or so, to now, and focus on it, take a deep breath, look at it, and you'll find out that it's probably no longer attached to you with that emotional trauma. You're going to still see the event. The creation light ship will never take away your physical experience, because naturally you're here to experience in the light. This is why you're here, to experience and experience. But it will take away the trauma associated with that. So you should feel more relaxed right now in your body. And this is what these healings are all about. And like I tell everybody, the most important thing you can do for yourself in this lifetime is to have your emotional, your clearing done. This goes from this point in time, whenever I start with someone, back to their conception. And I charge $5 times your age. If you're over 60 years of age, I don't charge over $300. And this puts you into the moment. It heals your spirit of all of its traumas that it's collected and has been imprinted upon by the emotional body. It clears your emotional body of these densities, which is an earth-based energy. And it clears your physical body of the traumas. So it's a very nice clearing to have. So any questions, Sylvia, that you may have?
Well, we have a question from Jim on the VBS fast chat, and he's asking for some more information on the turning on and off and how the maybe you could talk about how the sine wave works and how we're transported to the light ship.
Yes, okay. If you know what a sine wave is, it's an S that's turned sideways with a line going through it. And you're going to notice that if you were to draw it on a piece of paper right now, just draw a straight line from left to right, and then draw like a hump, you know, like an S starting and go through the center and back around again. And you're going to have typically one cycle, which is one pulse on the top and one pulse on the bottom. And this is where you're manifested. You're manifested on these two pulses, okay? And it doesn't matter if it's negative or positive the way you look at it. But where you cross that straight line is where you're not here. And your information that tells the light ship and the creation process itself is all contained in that dot. So if you start from the left side where the sine wave were to start, and as it moves down the flat line, the straight line, we'll say that's where time is, and the time moves from left to right. Okay, so you start off at zero, and that energy now has everything that came from it in the previous cycle, the previous, we'll say, a downward part of the sine wave, okay? And then it gets created, and this is your creation energy. So the top part of the sine wave contains all of the thoughts, all of the information that is you, and also your clothing and everything else, where you're living, etc. Okay, this is your experience. And then as it moves up and starts to come back down again, as it reaches that center point on the sine wave, you become dematerialized. Your room is not here, you're not here, your clothing is not here, there's nothing in existence, okay? And then it takes that last thought in consciousness, and now it starts to be manifested again on the bottom part of the sine wave as it starts to move around, and then it approaches moving upward to that straight line again, which you may call, you know, zero point. So every time you reach zero point or that dot along the sine wave, you're not here. And vibrations, naturally, the more of these sine waves you have, these S's that you have in a given amount of time, the higher the frequency. So if you can remember looking at a neon light, a fluorescent light, we'll say, that is going bad, you're going to see that it kind of blinks off and on. And or when you first turn them on and when they're cold, sometimes they strobe a little bit. Well, that strobing means that they're not really conducting the voltage properly because they're not warmed up enough or they're going bad. And that's why you can actually see them blink. So you're actually seeing them being turned off and on. Once you're fully lit, it'll like they're on all the time. And this kind of is a way to describe how it would be. Another way would be to see a strobe. The old days they had, you know, the strobe lights. And as you move your arm or your hand back and forth in front of the strobe light in a dark room, all of a sudden you see your hand appearing in a different location. And so you're turned off, and then you're turned on again, and you materialize. That's another way of using an example to explain this here. So you're a vibration, and you're on again, off. So you're on, off, on, off, on, off, much like the computer language, zeros and ones. And when you're not here, the light ship then transports you out of time, because remember you're at that zero point where time does not exist, and you go through a white light tunnel to the light ship, then they materialize you, and all dimensions have physicality when you're there. And then you're able to walk around on the light ship. It materializes to you physically at that point because you're in its time. And you're able to see if you're a seer, the light beings, the angels, the masters on the light ship, other healing modalities, other techniques of healing, other light beings. And this is kind of how the process works. So I hope that answered your question.
Well, I think that was a great answer, and I want to just say hello to Jim and to everyone who's with us on the Fast Chat, and also the listeners that are with us, and thank you for being with us tonight. We're talking about the Creation Light Ship, if you're just tuning in, And Ron is telling us about how it is that the Creation Light Ship works with us for healings and is able to transport us to the Creation Light Ship for healings, which we'll be doing later on this evening. So we are also talking about the ascension process that's coming up. And maybe, Ron, you can just talk a little bit about what's going to be happening with the new Earth.
Okay, yes. Because there is duality here on our planet, and since the Earth Spirit chose not to do its ascension 2,000 years ago, the reason why it did not ascend, it chose to be in its same vibration, is because the human life forms, which would be us, were not taught enough about ascension, because Jesus came to do the teachings, and the people were not awakened enough. So the Earth Spirit decided... Okay, I guess we had a technical difficulty here, so we'll just talk about the energies of being created. So you're created to be a creative being if you are created to go out from the light ship. Most creations leave the light ship. I would say 99.999% of them leave. And at that point you leave and you start to experience the universe. And you experience the divine energies and everything. And then you're mirroring back to yourself, since you're a divine being, this beautiful energy of who you are. And you have your experiences in a certain life form. And then when that life form passes away, we'll say, terminates, then you're at free choice again to go to another location and have that experience of another being. So you're continuously experiencing an experience in some type of life form. And you could be a creator type of being, and you could maybe go into a planet, possibly, or create a planet, and then maybe leave the planet. Or you could just have a life form like you have now, or any type of life form. But basically, you're there to do creation itself. And you're creating a lot of creations in the light. Do we have any other questions there, Sylvia?
Well, I think this is a good time for us to get into a healing. We've had a few questions, and we'll take up some more in a few minutes, but let's start now with getting entities out for people so that they can be more here in their bodies and experience these wonderful healings tonight.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to do an entity clearing here. And if we haven't answered your question on the fast chat, just restate it again, please. And we're doing entity clearings right now, so again, just sit back and relax. And you may feel energies leaving your body. And now we're going to put more of your spirit energy back into you, so we're collecting these energies right now. And they're being healed, being put back into balance, into their complete spiritual integrity. And what's being cleared away is the emotional trauma, which is why they have left you. And there could be thousands, if not millions, of little fragments of you out in the universe someplace. And we're bringing as much back as we can right now. So here we go. I'm going to bring you more into your body. So I'm going to count to 10 as you come in. And you may feel heavier. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you should feel a little heavier in your body. When you're in your body, you become heavier because your body is now sensing more energies. And also, people have asked me about how they can become more maybe psychic, have more intuition, become more aware of their surroundings. Well, the easiest way is to get into your body more. Because when you're in your body more, you have, we'll say, more psychic radar around you, so you can sample more energies. And that's your spirit doing this for you. So when you're out of your body, you know, you don't have any energy at all around you. and you don't have any psychic energy to use for intuition. So the best thing is to get into your body, plus you're responsible then for your body. So I'm going to do some more clearing of entities. Here we go. And they're leaving you. And again, you may feel a little heavier. You may feel tingles happen to you right now as this process is going on. Okay, and bringing more of you back. We'll count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you may just kind of twist your body a little bit, maybe get up and stretch, see how you feel. You should feel a little more centered in your body, like you're a little more whole and complete. You may have a little more thoughts that you normally have not had. And you may just feel a little more together, a little more conscious. We'll do this one more time. So clearing away some more entities. And this is up to you to do too. This is what you should be doing daily. It'll be many times. Because you need to become whole and complete for the ascension process. Remember, it's your responsibility to do this. And, you know, the ascension is, you know, do you love your body enough to do the ascension process? Your body's waited for 4,000 years, in a sense, genetically, to do this shift. And are you going to fail it? Are you going to just say, no, I choose not to do a universal shift this time and let your body down? So it's up to you, you know, and like I say, how much do you love your body? So here we go, bringing more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And touch some more and bring them in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now this feels very nice to me. It feels like you're all at least 50% in your bodies. And you're up to probably a little bit over 70%. So this is very good. What I'd like you to do now is to scroll down on your screen. It's underneath the fast chat, the box with the blinking flower. And you'll see a beautiful light beam there. And you just need a little bit of time. Just go back to the show information. Go on to Wednesday and click on Creation Lightship at 7 o'clock. And this would be the daytime shows. And you should be there anyway because you're hearing me. And just scroll down, and you'll see a beautiful light being there. And she was drawn by a lady who was an artist. And she was actually able to draw this real time when she was on the Creation Light Ship, seeing this being as she materialized in front of her on the light ship doing healing work, and she drew her picture. So we're going to energize this light being. She's going to come into this photo from the Creation Light Ship. There's only one Creation Light Ship. And this is the one that created you. And it also created the whole universe. So this being is going to come into your photo now, her frequency, her vibration. And just kind of watch her. You may start seeing the light rays around her forehead changing. They may change colors. They may appear to be or have more depth to them. Her face will start to lift off of the monitor screen a little bit, and she becomes more real. So she's putting her life force energy right into this photo. So it's going to be a living photo to you. And this photo will be activated for a half an hour after the broadcast. So you can still ask her for maybe guidance, healing. And she only works through the heart. Everything done on the light ship is heart feelings. That's why you have to have your spirit with you. They don't do mind feelings. Everything is with the heart. So that's the difference with the light ship versus almost all the healings down here on the earth. On the earth here, people do mind healings. The light ship does heart healing. This is why Jesus came to teach about the heart. And if you look at her, you're going to see her eyes changing. And she's almost done here. It's interesting to move your head back and forth from left to right. And you can watch the light from her eyes still look at you. And You may see her, in a sense, kind of smiling at you. And what we can do tonight, if you like, we can charge one glass of water. Get a glass of water, 8 ounces, we'll say. At the most, 12 ounces, but I would say probably a regular 8-ounce glass of water. I'll let you go right now to get this glass of water. And I'll just talk a little bit here. She'll put in special light codes for you. And this will help you for integrating more light frequency. The creation light ship only works with light frequency. Like I said earlier, the creation light ship never created darkness. That's another creation that it does not create. It's just here. How it got created, I have no idea. But the light created the light, and that's all that it ever creates. And everything that it created has a spirit in it. You may want to use the word soul. I use the word spirit because I am a doctor on the light ship, and the creation light ship sees everything as spirit. Because that's who they are, is spirit. So if you have your glass of water now, just put it in front of you. Like I said, eight ounces of water is what you need to have. If you have much more than that, it will not be energized. So make sure you have about 8 ounces here. And she's getting ready to activate it. So she's going to go into your heart center, connect her frequency to you, your spirit, a spirit-to-spirit communication. And you may feel the energy now run from your heart, going up to your shoulders, and moving down your arms, your elbows, to your wrists, and now to the palm of your hands. And you should feel this energy now flowing through you from this beautiful light beam from the creation light ship. And you may feel your water change slightly just by having your hands in it. If you're very intuitive, you're going to actually be able to probably see these frequencies. For myself, what I feel is my hands are very electrified right now. They're tingling, they're buzzing. And they're putting these light codes into my water right now for me. This water is designed just for me, and your water is designed just for you. And she says it'll take another 10 seconds here. And it's a beautiful photo of her. She's smiling. You may feel the energy in your room change completely now. We get very light. Okay, she's ready. She's done, so you can take your water right now and take a sip of it or a large drink. I'm going to do that right now. And for me, the water is normally always juicier. It's goes down very silky, very smooth. It's very wet. That's how I would describe the water. If anyone else would like to comment on their water experience, you can go to the fast chat and just drop us a little note here. And for mine, it's just great. How's yours, Sylvia?
Mine is very, very silky tonight. It's really a little bit thicker than normal, and it's just very, very smooth, and it's so good. Great. And while we're talking about the water or waiting for people to give us their comments, we have a couple of questions that are really good. One from Alexis in Ontario. She's asking, Ron, if you could explain how our spirit can get fragmented and why it does not stay connected.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good question. One way is if you have any physical body pain, remember your spirit only works with love energy. And physical pain is not where it's designed to work or to live. So if you have any pain in your body, your spirit will leave you. So that's one way it leaves. Another way it leaves, if you take any drugs, anything that alters your mind, your spirit is going to leave you. So if you happen to go out and maybe smoke some pot or go to a bar and have a bunch of alcohol, at that point your spirit has left you. And, you know, it will resurface again. But some of it may not come back to you. So you may be losing more and more fragments of yourself. So it's like a piece of pie. When you're first born, the pie is whole. And then as you go through physical pain here, maybe traumas in your life, emotional traumas, all these create energy blockages. and these energy blockages in the emotional body cannot handle or cannot reprogram your physical body so that your spirit cannot come in. And then you pick up entities. And when you pick up entities, at that point, they take over the little cubby holes where your spirit would normally be. And then all of a sudden, you're not home. And unless you release the entities, you can't come back in your body again. And so physical pain does it, drugs do it. When you get angry at somebody, entities will come in and also do that same process. Now, the entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they're just here hanging out, and they need your spirit energy to live on. So they're looking for a host. And so naturally, because your body's living, it's a perfect host because it does have spirit energy in it. It doesn't have to be 100%. It's still living. So entities will come in to get charged up. They get their life force energy. And they can go from one person to the next on an argument. So they can come into you and start the argument by finding out what you have in your consciousness to push somebody else's buttons. And then you get upset, and then the entity can jump into someone else if they really want a lot more energy. And then that person now is getting angry with you, which is really the entity talking. It's not your spirit, and it's not really you. It's the entity coming through, playing its role, you know, as the marionette, and you're the puppet. And it now is communicating its frustrations that it has stored inside of that person or yourself to the other person, and it'll jump back and forth and get fully charged up because you're charging its batteries, and it just loves it. Although you down here, you know, in your body, your poor body is going through all this trauma and anger, losing its life force energy to this emotional body of a dead person, and at that point it'll eventually leave when it's fully charged, and then you're left holding the bag. So you're left trying to explain what you did to that person, how you hurt them. Maybe you stabbed somebody, you know, heaven forbid. Maybe you shot somebody. Remember, our prisons and jails are full of people who have had entities in them doing this crime. So let's just say that one day maybe you had a few drinks and you're not in your body. And for some reason, an entity comes into you who maybe wants to maybe go out and, say, rob a liquor store. Maybe it has robbed hundreds of liquor stores in the past. And so you get the idea of doing this, and you go out and do that awful deed, and you get caught, and you become sober, and they ask you, well, why did you do this? And you go, well, I didn't do that. And, you know, what's really talking is your spirit. Your spirit did not do that, which is representing you. The entity is gone. There's no prison or jails for entities, okay? And so you're held accountable for your actions. And, you know, that's how things happen. So if you look at the different photographs of people that you may see maybe at the post offices, you know, on the most wanted list, et cetera, or, you know, just from the files of maybe different, that they show people, you know, on the TV at times who they're looking for. If you look at that person, you're going to see that they're not home. Not home mean that they're not in their body, and their eyes will be glossed over almost all the time. And if their eyes are glossed over, what does that tell you? They're not home. Something else is in there. But that something else cannot show the light through the body, through your eyes. And so when that happens, the person's not home, so that they can't be responsible for their actions because it's an entity. And they can go from entity to entity. You could have thousands of them playing with your body because they're in there controlling your physical movements, your actions, your thoughts of your body, and you're on their agenda. And so I hope that kind of answered your question. So mainly, don't take any drugs that alter your consciousness because your spirit needs to be fully conscious. And don't get angry with somebody. And try to not to get hurt. So that's the main reason why you leave your body. So hopefully that answered your question.
Well, that's great. We have wonderful comments and questions coming in on the fast chat. Thanks, everyone, for writing in. Brian mentions that he feels that his water was a lot fresher tasting and silkier after the water activation. So that's great. We're glad that you're having that wonderful experience with the water. Let's see. Jim has a couple of questions about ascension, it looks like. One of the questions is, what if a person didn't want to be on this planet or in a body at all?
Well, that's your thinking down here, okay? So what happens after your body either passes on, maybe you go through the ascension process, but anyway, you're going to be pure spirit then. And where you go to is your home base energy. That's where you go to each time you go through an incarnation. Except here on this planet, the dark side held you here, and you haven't been to your home base in, you know, thousands of years. It could be, you know, 40,000 years. I've been back probably about 55,000 years with people doing the sensory clearing, which I do to clear people's emotional traumas from their genetics and also from their spirit. And that goes back to your first incarnation here. So basically, you're trapped here. So, yeah, the way you feel now, you probably don't want to go anywhere because of the trauma that you've had here, thinking that maybe elsewhere it could be maybe a little better or maybe even worse. And, yeah, I do understand your question, you know. But when you go to the other side, when the creation light ship finally does the ascension process with the universe, at that point you'll have a different state of consciousness. And you may not want to go to the lower realms of consciousness like we have here. And this place was in perfect love and light until the dark side came in. It wasn't created the way it is now. And like I said before, the Galactic Federation, who was our space brothers, the UFO people on 3D, and other energies that are at a higher frequency, are not holding the light energy like they're supposed to do to protect us from invasions of other, I'll use the word, alien extraterrestrial life forms that are coming and creeping into our energetic systems here, like mind control. And they're causing the pollution, the dark side, these extraterrestrials brought in biting bugs, say a vampire, which we could call a mosquito. Okay, they brought in black widow energy, they brought in the octopus energy here. So these energies are all their own life form that they have somewhere else in the universe that was never created by the light, but they do materialize, and they do breed, and they do live here. And I'm sure there's probably some humans here that were brought in also without spirits. But aside from that, typically this planet is full of people with spirits in their bodies. And so the Galactic Federation is our guardian. And like our, they created a hierarchy. Why, I don't know, they've created a hierarchy. It's kind of ridiculous to me, being a light being looking at them, because why would you want to have a hierarchy? That means a pecking order. So is there some beings here that have more light and some with no light? They should be all light. So the creation light ship did create these beings also, and they were put in charge to aid us in our spiritual development here, to show us love and light energy so we could grow and learn in love and light. And what happened was the dark side infiltrated them. And at that point, they're not holding light energy, and they're allowing what you call down here is ET abductions with 3D spaceships taking you and experimenting with you. So they're in condolence of that. They're in bed with the dark side. Right now, they're 36% in the light. They went up a half a point about a month ago, which is very nice. But remember, if it's 36% in the light, what's the other remainder? You know, it's not too good. So there's 64% in the darkness. And this is why if you read different channelings from people channeling our space brothers, they don't always come true. I don't mean to sound negative toward these channelings. From my experience, they always say how great you are and how much they're helping us, but there's no physical proof of it. It doesn't, you know, come down to the pavement here, but it sounds great. And what that does is it causes people to become very frustrated. Remember, the dark side lives on your emotional energy. Okay, so let's say that you're reading somebody's beautiful channeling, and they talk about how their group of extraterrestrials, we'll just call it extraterrestrial A's, so this A extraterrestrial spaceship is going to come to the Earth and to clean all the water in the air. And it's going to happen, we'll say, next Thursday. So, or a week from today, we'll say. So you have 7 days now of excitement. Well, that's being fed out of your energy system, created by your spirit. It's going into your emotions, and from there it's being transmitted outside of your body. Who's getting the energy? It's the dark side. So you're excited for a whole week now. So finally it comes next, say next Wednesday, and all of a sudden you read on the channeling that Spaceship A could not do this water cleanup and air cleanup because some government agency on the planet shot down a bunch of their ships. So they could not come. So now you're upset. So either you got upset because of maybe the government's doing this, if you believe them wholeheartedly, or you got upset because this is the same old story that you probably heard 500 times before, and you feel like you've been set up and sabotaged and you've been duped. So now you're pissed off and angry. So who gets that energy? Another emotional energy. So now you're feeding the dark side even more because now you feel like you've been sabotaged yourself. And this is how the dark side lives. They need your emotional energy. That's why they're here. So I hope that sort of kind of answered your question, kind of going off on a tangent here a little bit, but I'm trying to give some clarity here of why you need to go inside of yourself and not rely on external information. Your spirit has the answers. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself looking around for spirituality. You have it inside of yourself. Your spirit knows how to do the ascension, but you have to clean out your physical body to be able to do that and to get rid of your emotional traumas and the dramas that you're carrying, which is passed on to you by your ancestors. That's why we have a dense body here, a physical body that's dense. So the body's trying to become a light body or a lighter body. So any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. We have a question from Delray 19 in Michigan, and he's asking, is our spirit held accountable for things like murder after we die?
No. That's the dark side's teachings, if that was even brought up in any information here. There's no such thing. If you commit a suicide, for instance, the light does not judge you, okay? Anything that you do here, your spirit is not held accountable for that. Remember, it probably was not your spirit that did it. It was an entity, okay? And the entities are not held accountable. Your spirit will not ever kill anybody. There'll be something else working through your body to do that. And so, if it's too painful here for someone and they just can't handle the vibration, then at that point in time, the spirit may say, it's just too hard to be here, and it may even help you to commit suicide because it doesn't want to be here any longer. But there's no accountability. It's not like you're a bad spirit. No, that's the dark side's teachings. So no, definitely not.
Well, let's see. We have another question also from Alexis, who's just asking for more information. She just doesn't feel that we quite answered her question about how a spirit can actually become broken up into bits and pieces.
Okay. We'll just continue on here. So remember, you're being turned off and on continuously. So each moment in your life, we'll just say that you just kind of visualize like a clock, and you go from, say, 1 second to the next second as the clock kind of ticks, okay? Well, your spirit looks out of your eyes each time that clock moves, but really it's moment by moment, okay? So let's say that in one of those moments you experienced stepping on a nail and it really hurt, okay? So that initial pain threshold that you're having where it's really, really hurting, at that point your spirit goes, man, I just can't live here. So part of it that would be popping up, kind of like Jack in the Box coming up, So you come up and you go, oh, that's painful. Part of you leaves. okay, in that first moment, or that first second, okay? Then the clock moves again to the second second. Another part of you comes out. It goes, oh, man, that's too painful. That hurts. Okay, because remember, it doesn't know what happened to you because it only lives in the moment. Okay? And then the third second comes by. Goes, oh, man, that's too painful. Well, maybe after an hour of all this pain, you lost an hour of your spirit. And that part of you left. But you have lots of it typically in reserve, okay? And then finally the pain gets down to an area to where your body can deal with it and you're not traumatized 100%. And at that point your spirit can come in and it goes, yeah, I can handle this amount of pain here, whatever that would be for you, and then it'll start to heal you. And so that's how you leave, okay? If you get into an argument with somebody, maybe your spirit comes up and goes, oh, I can't be here, I'm gone, it's out of here. Another part comes up, or maybe an entity's in there and it can't come up because the entity's there. Remember, the emotional bodies are stronger than your spirit as far as energy, and so they can prevent your spirit from coming in too. But typically, that's why you want to release them. So I'm not exactly right on what I said there, okay? I don't mean to say your spirit is not powerful. It's just that it takes your consciousness and your spirit to release the entities out of you. If the entity is in control, you may not even know that until it leaves you. And then your spirit can take over after that and pick up the pieces, okay? So give us an answer on the fast chat to see if we answered your question, okay, Alexis?
Well, you know, again, we've got almost an hour gone by.
Already,
which always goes by so fast. And we're coming up just to let you know, for anyone who's tuning in now, the show that we do normally ends now or in a couple of minutes, but the person that has a show after us that goes from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock is Troika St. Germain, and she's traveling right now in Europe and has graciously allowed us to take her time slot for her so that we could do an extended hour of healing for you. And coming up in this hour, we're going to be doing some channeling of various saints and angels and masters, and doing some work with the light beings that will come through for healing, and as well as a ship healing session. So please stay with us for that, and you can continue or anybody that would like to reach us through the fast chat, and we're answering as many of the questions as we can. So please stay with us for this next hour.
So here we go. So this is the Creation Lightship again show, extended on. This is Ron Amatron, and I'm a light being doctor on the lightship. I locate instantly there, and I can see what's on the lightship and see our healing. So we're going to first bring in some divine energies. And like I mentioned in the first show, that these energies were created to stay on the light ship in their wholeness form, but they do leave, just like I do on bilocation, and they can go places to help the people, we'll say, if you want to use that terminology, on the planet that they are on to teach them things. So we're going to bring in the first energy of Master Jesus. And so I use the word stronger to command the energy. Remember, everything that you do on a spiritual level is a command. Asking for something and pleading normally will not work because you have to command the energy with your spirit. So we're going to bring in Master Jesus in to your living room. Some people have actually seen physical forms appear. For most people, they may feel the energy in the room change. And for some, you may start to see colors and vibrations. So the energy basically comes in through your ceiling, and it will come into your room. You may become more peaceful during this time. And just ask Master Jesus for healing and guidance, if you like. So here he comes. And his original blueprint is on the Creation Lightship. This is where he resides. And he's going to come down into your room where you are right now. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, so he's with you right now. You may feel the presence in your room. You may actually see him. It all depends how you're able to tune in. And again, all these energies, the divine energies, only work through your heart center. This is how you're going to connect to them. So if you're inside of your head, you're not really going to connect that way. They're all heart-based energies. What we're going to do for you, if you like, is we'll connect your consciousness down into your heart. So we're going to drop yourself down. So again, just sit back and relax. You can want to visualize, but you don't want to meditate. Meditation, normally people go out of their body, so that's not what you want to do. You have to be in your body for healings. So you visualize the 10th floor being on your forehead, your thoughts, your consciousness, and the first floor is your heart center. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down. You have an elevator going down from the 10th floor down to the first. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Looks like a couple more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you should feel like your thoughts are in your heart center. This is where you want to connect to the divine, these divine energies. Remember, they're actually like a part of you. The more often you go to the light ship, on my conference call sessions, the more you're like rubbing elbows with these divine beings, and the more, say, enlightened you become, because you are becoming lighter each time as they do more healing work with you. So you have Jesus now in your room where you are, and just kind of feel the energy in the room. You may want to ask questions. Remember, the questions, when you start thinking of them, are going to be from your heart. This is where you want to stay, in your heart center, where you should be living your life. So, again, just kind of think of a question to ask, and this will be normally answered by Jesus to you. And we're going to do another real gentle healing here for everyone. We're going to bring in another energy. This will just be like a vibrational energy with really no personality to it. It's going to have you're going to have the energy of peace come into your room. So here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And this should feel pretty nice for all of you. And we're going to bring in another energy. And we're going to bring in the energy of forgiveness. This is a very powerful energy. So if you have anything that's bothering you, any anger that you may have that you need to release from yourself towards someone, just think of it now. This energy will help to release it. So again, just sit back and relax. Like I said before, there's nothing for you to do. The Creation Lightship is doing this for you to help you in your healing process. So here we go. Bringing in the forgiveness energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And if you have any forgiveness that you need to release from people, anger, frustration, etc., just ask this energy to help you. And ask it to release this situation or event from you. Like I said, the light ship will do this automatically for you right now. The light being on your screen is fully activated, helping doing these healings. Remember, these are heart-to-heart connections. The light only works in the now, only works with light. Light frequency, it created you. And it can help take away the traumas that you have instantly. Okay, we have a couple of other requests here for energy. So we'll bring in the energy of Mount Shasta. So if you've never been to Mount Shasta, this will be a treat for you. So here comes the energy of Mount Shasta from the Creation Light Ship. And like I said before, these are the original spiritual blueprints. And tuning in now, here it comes into your living room. So stronger, 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 stronger. Yep, feels like it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. That's the energy of Mount Shasta. And you can experience that now. It's normally a pretty electric feeling, very high energy. And next we'll bring in another request here for the amethyst energy. This is from the light ship. So here comes the energy of amethyst. There's a healing room on the light ship that has amethyst in it, so it's very, very beautiful. I'm going to bring this energy into your living room right now or wherever you are with your computer. Like I said before, there's nothing for you to do. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. That feels very nice. Stronger. And since on the other show earlier we talked about the earth energy that has been created by the earth spirit as it leaves this dimension and has a brand new life form, a new planet formed in 8D. So what we're going to do now is bring in the brand new 8D energy of planet Earth, which will be created after the ascension process. The blueprints are already there on the light ship as the Earth spirit created its creation. So here comes the brand new Earth 8D frequency coming into your room here. So connecting now. It's beautiful. Stronger, 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 very, very light. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, I'm going to go on some more here. This is good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, very, very nice. So if anyone would like to comment, I'd love to see what you say about it on the fast chat. So do some quick typing there.
Yeah, I think anyone experiencing this beautiful 8D New Earth energy, it really gives you an idea of what we have to look forward to and why it's essential that we do the work to get ourselves in the position where we can ascend to that if we'd like to be in that wonderful, non-dualistic, loving, beautiful energy.
Yeah, so I'll just continue on a little bit here on that thought. So people may ask, well, what's happening to the 3D Earth? Well, the Earth spirit is like giving up the 3D Earth, and a walk-in spirit, or maybe more spirits, will come into this blueprint. Remember, the blueprint is still here. After everything is dematerialized across the whole universe that was created by the light, there will be nothing here. And then other spirits can take that blueprint of the Earth and also move it to another location in the universe. And so what will happen is that, you know, you could have 10 Earths out there with different spirits in it. So it's much like what we have here with walking spirits. But like I said, the Earth spirit doesn't want to go into duality, so it created a new creation. This is why it's so important for you to do this. And what will happen is you're able to take your body with you to the new planet because you're being prepared for it if you choose to do this. You could also go to the Earth, but after the ascension process, and say, I want to go to 8th reality Earth, because you have that choice also. But you won't have your body with you. Remember, your body is going to have full consciousness. As you can remember, when Jesus came back from his ascension, he still knew everybody. He didn't come back like a zombie or like not knowing where he was. He had full consciousness of his past events. This is what you can have too. So you can be like a storyteller. This is very, very exciting. But you could take another life form that will be on planet Earth in 8D with no remembrance of 3D, the way it used to be, and come there also. But, you know, are you comfortable in your body enough? You know, do you love your body enough to give it this gift? Because you're giving your body a gift of ascension. You know, it only happens every 2,000 years. And so it's up to you to do the work to do this. Unfortunately, like I said, the dark side is so strong here, coming in off planet with mind control, affecting every human being on this planet. Because they don't want the people to ascend. And so they're holding on to their judgments, their way of living, because they don't know about the light. So what I will say, if anything out there is listening to me from the dark energies, that what will happen is that they will be given a chance, which they always have been given, a chance to turn into the light. And at that point in time, if the darkness, these soulless beings, these soulless creatures, or whatever you want to call them, choose to come into the light, then the creation light ship will provide them with a soul, we'll say, in your terminology, I'll call it spirit. They'll be given a spirit for their particular life form so they can be in the light. Then they have to obey spiritual law, which they don't do, but the spiritual law is of non-interference. And of creation and of non-judgment, okay? And this is what they're given. And so they do have a choice to have this happen to them. Otherwise, this won't exist unless they can creep into the energetic systems again. And hopefully, you know, each time this happens, the light ship has to go out and regain its territory. But this is your chance to come into the light more fully, into a higher frequency. So I just hope that you love your body enough to do this process. And so you have two ways to go to 8D reality. One is to leave your body here, and it's probably begging you to move on with it. You know, so it won't be materialized ever again if that's the case. And you could go to the new 8D Earth in a brand new life form. What it will be, who knows? That's your choice at that time. So that's a way you can also go to 8D. So any other questions up there, Sylvia?
Well, I wanted to thank Tammy and Alexis for sending in their comments about the energy that came in so far. And we're glad that you're feeling it. And let's see, we've got a question. Jim is asking basically if we can reclaim the status of being a master for ourselves.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a possibility for everyone. If you release all your densities, yes. So it just depends how much work you've done on yourself and if you're able to connect completely to the higher aspects of you. You know, I'd first ask you, Jim, if you have your twin flame energy with you. If you don't have that, then you're only half here. This is one of the sessions that I do with people after they do some clearing, is I bring in energetically the other half of you so that you're not only half here. And that the dark side has kept you from having your other half with you. And so that's one of the different sessions that I do for people. And most of the twin flame energies are not on this planet. There's only probably about 200 people physically here that are actually twin flame energies that actually meet each other. All the rest are off planet. And so, yeah, you'd have to do a lot of work to gain that aspect. A lot of work. And remember, most of there are masters that are here, but they may not go past the earth plane. And they may be fooled by their teachings, religious teachings, that they are a master. And they're just being controlled by the dark side, giving them talents to do different types of miracles, etc. But they're not off the earth plane. And most of the people don't get off the earth plane to actually come back and reincarnate, because they're always reincarnating as herself. Saint Germain does not live on the earth plane. He lives on the creation light ship, and he will come down here at times through typically the Federation, but he loses a lot of his power because, remember, the Federation is only 36% of the light. And so from that, extrapolating that out, he can only come here with 36% of his spiritual energy because he's not allowed to bring it all in here. When I bring him in from the light ship, that's where he resides, and he'll come down momentarily to us. And there's a big difference in the two different energies. His wholeness energy from the light ship is much more stronger and more powerful than from the Federation. And all these light beams come down through the Federation because that's their destination point. And the Federation, this group of light beings, much like our UN here, is supposed to hold the light frequency in 100%. So what will happen is people are waiting for the Galactic Federation to help us out here, then they have to come into the light, which they could do. They could change their mind instantly, release all their darkness, undo their spiritual contract, if you want to use that terminology, to tell these soulless beings to get out of their lives, and then ask the light ship, the creation light ship, to help them to come into full spiritual integrity. They know about this. They have this option. And if they were to do that right now, we would have a complete change in the earth itself. It would be instantaneous water clearing from the creation light ship, then also come these, use the word extraterrestrial beings, these UFO people. We would have, you know, no more war here instantly. Everything would be love and peace. So it's up to them to do this. And then they could bring down their technologies that you have probably possibly read on all the different channelings, how they're here to help us, but they never show up. But they could do this. And so, you know, it's up to them to change. They have to change your consciousness for ascension, just like we have to do. Remember, they're going through ascension also. And are they choosing to come into the light 100% or not? Are they choosing to take their body that they have now? Okay? And if they don't release the judgments out of their body, then they're not going to come into the light either, and their bodies will terminate also. So it's up to them. Remember, the whole universe gets dematerialized instantly. So any other questions there, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. I guess we've got one asking about what are parallel Earth and dimensions and timelines?
Oh, boy. That kind of gets out of my realm of experience here. The parallel Earths would be where, like I said earlier, the Earth has a particular blueprint, okay? Much like if you go to, say, the Ford dealership and you buy, a Ford car, and you look on the lot and there's 50 of them, okay, and they're all the same. Well, they all have the same blueprint, okay? Now, what happens is, a different spirit will then have control over that particular planet, or that we'll just say that particular car. So yeah, there can be parallel universes that way, or parallel life forms, parallel experiences, yes. As far as our own spirit going to those, yeah, I could say that that could be true, because you're not whole here. Just a small portion of you came to the earth plane. The way I sort of see it is that maybe like 1% of us came here, and the rest of us is elsewhere, okay? So we came here thinking that we had enough spiritual horsepower to possibly overcome the darkness, or if we didn't even know about the darkness, then we just came in with what we thought we needed here just for one lifetime. And then we found out that what we have is not enough to leave here. But, you know, I'm still hoping that we do have, contact with these beautiful 3D beings that are out there in the flying saucers, we'll say, that are in 100% light. As of this moment, I wouldn't trust any of them because they haven't shown themselves to become fully in integrity with the light. Because if they would be here. And there's, we're just like invaded with these things. If you look up in the skies and look on any movies that you rent, DVDs, you can look in the background of the sky on some of the photos or pictures, and you can see like skeleton heads, extraterrestrials looking at you. You can see their eyes and their nose and their mouth, and they may be frowning at you at times, but they're normally in almost every DVD that you purchase at a store or rent. Just look at these backgrounds. So, and they look up in your skies, and you can see them looking at you. So it's not like they have to show up in a physical spacecraft to be noticed. They're up in the clouds all the time. The cloud ships are also here. The ones in the light will normally never show up in a cloud. And so the negative side cloaks themselves in the clouds. You can look at them. They all have flat bottoms to them. They may be lenticular. They look like saucers sat on top of each other. And these are all negative ships that are here to do mind control on you. So they're closer than you think, maybe a couple thousand feet up in the air. So anyway, not to get on the negative aspect, but they're here to take away your personal power, to steal your spirit, to influence some healers that don't know what they're doing, thinking that they're doing wonderful things to you. That's why I say always go inside, ask your spirit if what you're doing is correct for you. Like we just got through doing earlier by connecting your mind to your heart. That's where your spiritual guidance is. And getting back to that, this is what the teaching of Jesus is. Go inside. Don't look outside of yourself for spirituality, because you won't find it. You have everything with you. It may be a stepping stone for you, but I hope you don't get burned in the process or lose part of your soul. So any other questions up there, Sylvia?
Well, I'd like to put in a request here that for a healing that we haven't done for a while, but since we're on this subject of the mind control and the different things that influence us here. A while back, you were working with the light ship in the head. They were able to kind of block the energy around us to allow each person just to feel their own spiritual connection and their own connection to their divinity without those external forces. So maybe we can do that for people and give them the experience of, the chance to go within without those things affecting them.
Okay, so we'll first connect you stronger. If you're new to this show and you just came on, we're going to have the Creation Light Ship connect you from your mind to your heart. So here we go. So you're going to be dropping down to get your full consciousness to get out of your head to go into your heart. So here we go. We'll count to from 10 down to 1. It's like an elevator going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. And now we're going to have the creation light ship come. This is the energy that created you, that Jesus is from, who, you know, the light ship worked with Jesus for all of his teachings of ascension and all of his healings that he performed here. So they're now going to put around you this special energy from the creation light ship that's going to disconnect you from mind control. And it'll disconnect you from electromagnetic interference, radiation, EMF, different frequencies that are there coming into your body. So it's going to start right now. I'll count to 10 and it'll begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So your auric field will probably go out with this protection. It'll probably go out about maybe a 20-foot diameter around you. I'm going to bring in some white light to you from the creation light chip. So here it comes. Stronger, stronger, stronger. It's going to fill up that energy around you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So right now, you should be connected to yourself. You should feel like you're completely separated from everything around you. And just take a deep breath and have this experience. And you should start to feel just the presence of yourself. You're in a very sacred space right now. And this is the space that you should feel or will feel when the Galactic Federation chooses to come into 100% light to help us out here. So we had a request here for Jim about a DNA activation. Well, it takes more than one activation. You know, they continuously work with you on the light ship for this here. And there's lots of densities that you may have with your body, so just having one of those is not going to be typically helpful. It will help, yes, but it's not going to be the end all. So if you went to someone and, you know, you paid a lot of money for a DNA activation over the years, I've heard people paying up to $2,000 for them, and down to probably $100. So if you had one, it's probably not going to be effective. You need more than one. Lightship does many each time you go up there to get us to be integrated more with our spirit.
Yeah, I think the best way that you can do that is to go up to the ship as often as you can with the conference calls that Ron does. He does a wonderful once a month conference call on, I believe, the third Saturday of each month. It's a four-hour call, and basically what happens on that call is a lot of special ship services that work with people for the ascension preparation, and DNA activations, of course, are part of that experience, and each time you go, it just makes a huge difference that I've noticed in the coming month and happens. So if you have any way to get onto those conference calls, they're very affordable and really life changing for you, and it's probably the best way that you can get yourself into working with Ron for the ascension preparation, in addition to doing any emotional clearings or work that you're doing. So I would really recommend that you talk to him about that, because it is absolutely the best thing that you can do if you're interested in the ascension.
Okay, so he's asking a question, too, about the Course of Miracles.
Is it a valid teaching from Jesus?
I don't get into any other people's teachings or books or anything. I'm from the light ship, so I'm here to help people in that modality. Everything does have value, though. But I have not read a book in 30 years. So for myself, it's just a title of a book. And it's up to you to decide if that feels right to you. But the Lightship is here to help you. On other planets, you see, what happens is before the Lightship comes, everybody starts working on themselves 250 years before the ascension process. Okay? And so what happens is that people will start clearing out their densities out of their body, which is the emotions, mainly. There's other things, too, but we'll just talk about the emotions. That's the most detrimental. And by the time they have a child, maybe their lifetime, we'll say, is 80 years of age. So they'll probably have a child maybe at, say, 60 years of age. So they've worked on themselves for 60 years, or maybe not 60, we'll just say 40 years, as they came into, an adult, we'll say, at 20. So they have 40 years of release and of judgment. So at that point, the child now does not have to carry on with the judgments of the parents as much as what it did if they would have had a child at, say, 19, like we have here on this planet, okay? And then, naturally, the same process goes on. So you go through maybe, three or four generations, and the child now would be you, which would be very, very cleared out. So all you have to do now is maybe 5% of the work, and you would be ready for ascension. And so that's the way other planets work. Here it's not so. But you've had 4,000 years to do this. Okay? And so that's how strong the dark side has been here. It's not your fault. But still, the Earth spirit cannot handle another go-around at 3D. Doesn't want to do 6,000 years of the same thing. And I think you can probably feel the same way and have compassion for the Earth spirit. Okay? Because it did have compassion for you the last time around. And so, but it's still up to you if you choose to go with the Earth spirit. And there's many attunements that the Lightship does on us. They work with 48 strands of DNA. A lot of those are invisible. That's undetectable here because we can't see that vibration. But that's what they do with you, is work on those to allow you to go to 8D reality. So that's what they're doing. The other aspect of the Lightship is that they do as much as they can do on healing. When you're up on the Lightship, you are healed. You know, and people may ask me, they say, well, what if, I'm missing a finger? Will I have that finger in 8D reality? Well, yes, you will. If you're missing, maybe like say your bladder, or you had a hysterectomy or something, that will be, again, reinstalled back into you. Again, all your missing body parts and organs, etc., you'll be in wholeness. And so this is what's going to happen to you. The density down here is basically emotionally based, and the Earth spirit is what is experiencing life through you. So you have to shed the Earth experience reality, and that energy goes back to the Earth energy. And so it's very important to clean yourself out to understand, what happened. And what actually happened here on this planet is that these negative ETs with good intentions, and there were some positive ones too, but they brought in technology here the last 100 years. So all of a sudden we have a car, and we have this computer in front of us here, and everything else, cell phones, etc. And all those are, in a sense, the dark side bringing us toys to play with to sidetrack us from the ascension process. You know, they are nice to have, but why didn't they show up, at 1000 AD? Why did they come the last 100 years here? You know, so that's something for you to ponder. And the main thing is that they wanted to sidestep us so we could do that process and have something else to look forward to with instantaneous gratification instead of going into the ascension process like other planets would be doing. So I think we're going to bring in some divine energies here. So if you come back to the beautiful light being on your monitor. And like if this is your first time on the show, just go to my show Wednesday at 7 o'clock and find that and click on Creation Light Shift. And then scroll down a little ways, maybe about an inch or so down your screen, on your scroll bar, and you see this beautiful light beam there. And to show people energies here, we're going to have the energies of the female light beams. We'll have more than one come in. We'll have three of them come into your monitor screen. And then we'll change that and bring in the male energies. So these are the doctors that would be helping you on the light shift. They have different frequencies. The females carry a little more of the compassion energy, in a sense, okay, where the males are more matter-of-fact, they're right to the point, and they do the healings. And the females can also do the healings, but they're kind of in the background telling the male doctors what to do and what not to do. So that's kind of what their role is on the light shift. So they're actually in charge of the male doctors. So here we go. We're going to bring in some more of the female energies into this beautiful light beam. You can watch her. And she's already activated by one of them. So we're going to bring in two more. This is their divine essence coming in from the creation light shift right into your monitor screen. And here they come. And just kind of watch your screen. You may want to move from left to right a little bit. You might want to blink your eye every maybe 10 seconds. To see the change in the picture on your monitor. There they're coming in right now. You may feel your heart opening up as they connect with your heart energy. You may feel the whole room change with frequency. Remember, they're putting out pure white light into you. This is all they know about is white light and love energy. On the light shift, there's no darkness on the light shift whatsoever. So here we go, coming in so a little stronger, please. There we go, and stronger. And you might, if you really would like to have an experience, you might just move your hand in front of your monitor slowly, and you might be able to feel the presence if your palm chakras are opened up enough. You're going to feel it, maybe even raise the hair on your arm, and you can feel that force field just coming right off your monitor. And they're coming in stronger. And stronger, please. Have these people really feel your love energy now. There we go. Stronger. And stronger. If somebody would like to comment on what they're seeing, it would be wonderful on the fast chat. We find is we just minimize the fast chat so we can see both items up at the same time on the screen here. There we go. Stronger. Strong. There. She's coming in. They're coming in very strong right now. Okay. So that's the females. And ask for a healing. They'd be very willing to help you. But you have to ask. The light always sees you in the present moment. And the light works moment by moment. And each time they see you, you're in perfection. This is what you created. The creations that you have, if it's a negative experience, is brought forth from your ancestors. Programming and genetics in your body. And so if you want to change that negative experience and they still see you as being perfect, then you want to request a healing and tell them what you'd like to have done so they can give you another state of perfection, because remember, they always see you perfect. So if you have, say, a back pain, to them you're in perfection. And they're not going to do anything with you because they will not judge you, and you're still in perfection. When you request a healing on a sore back, then at that point you want to go to another state of perfection, which should be maybe less pain or no pain. you want to keep asking. This is how the light ship works with everybody. The light ship never judges its creation, and you're part of its creation. But you can change your situation by asking to have a new creation. Okay, so they're here now, and we're now going to have them leave. There we go. And then we're going to have the male light beings come in. These are the doctors. They don't want to leave quite yet.
I think it's because we don't want them to leave quite
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, they're
so
still
beautiful.
There.
It's really a wonderful heart-opening energy, isn't it?
Yeah. So they don't want to leave, so we're going to add that they're willing to have the males come in and share the photo with them, okay? So here comes the males coming in. And you will feel and sense the change in your room. If you're slightly in tune, you should feel it changing. They're coming in right now. I can see the picture changing in front of me here. The energy is much more electric, kind of like the energy of Mount Shasta as compared to the other energies that we brought in earlier. It's a more serious type of energy. And they strictly look for what's wrong with you as you give your request, and they come through and fix it. And remember, on the light ship, you're fixed 100%. But the densities that you have down here in the earth plane, which does not go to the light ship, these earth-based emotional energies can and will take your healing away from you, or make it so it does not work 100%. You may only get a 90% healing. So it all depends how much baggage you're carrying and how much you've worked on yourself. That's going to determine your amount of healing.
We have a comment from Dee. She's saying that she moved her hand past the picture on the screen and her hand pulsated. She really felt it strongly, so that's wonderful, and I hope that you're feeling this beautiful healing energy and requesting your healing, and feeling the presence of that divine love that doesn't judge you and doesn't look at you with anything but just complete love and light.
Okay, so we're now going to go up to the light ship, the creation light ship here. Another question for Sylvia that we may have before we go up?
We just have another comment that the light beings want to stay here, I guess because Dale Ray in Michigan is here and he's enjoying their presence as well, so that's great.
Okay. So we're going to go to the creation light ship. So everything up to now, the show, which has been, say, an hour and 40 minutes approximately, will work on the archives, okay? The creation light ship, healing up on the light ship, will not work on the archives. You can still listen if you tune into this show. You may feel the energies. The light beams on your monitor screen will still be activated. But they will not allow you to go up. You're not the real time with me on the show itself here. So you won't be able to go up there. And please don't try to go up because I'd hate to have you be abducted by one of the Galactic Federation negative ships and have a bad experience. So don't even think about it, okay? So here we go. If you want to bring your animals or pets up for healings, I've had horses up there and pigs and dogs and cats and had some squirrels and as I'm looking, scanning, I had a lizard somebody wanted to bring up and a goldfish, and we had birds. So we had many, many things come up there. They go to their own particular light ship for healing that specializes in these little beings. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. You're going to feel, if you're a feeling person, a beautiful light energy come around your body. You're being taken up out of time. You're still going to feel that you're here, have your full consciousness, and here we go. We're going up right now. there. And now we're having a body scan, and our animals and pets are now leaving us. They're going to a specialized light shift that works with pets and animals. They get pampered a lot. The animals just really take well to healing. Remember, they don't have the emotional bodies that we have. They don't judge that much, so their healings are much quicker and faster. So here we go. We're now in the room where they're scanning us, doing a DNA body scanning, checking out to see what type of life form we are. And we're done with that, and they know what's wrong with us. We're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, where we're selecting our doctor teams. Everything is at pre-choice. All these doctors have been created at this time for the ascension process for healing. And after the ascension, they're going to be going to their own, say, planet, where they choose to manifest, and they will be doing this healing work on this planet. So they're, in a sense, being trained to, or cross-trained, to work with all different life forms for healing. And we're talking with them now. Everything is a free choice, so you're selecting your team of doctors. Each team is almost always male. There's three male doctors per team, and you're able to conference with them about different types of healings, etc. And they'll show you as much as you want, like they can materialize a video screen and show you different past procedures, etc. So you're perfectly comfortable making your own decisions. And they will only heal you as much as you want to have the healing take place. If they overheal you, they can take it away from you at your request. So they don't want to go past your mode of healing that you're willing to describe on the light ship. So we're going into a long hallway. On the left are the windows to the light ship. You can look out into the universe. The right side has many, many doctor offices, different windows. There's plants. It's very homey, like a 3D environment. And now we're going into the procedure room. So the first room we're going into is a room where they're going to start to help us out with physical body pain. So again, request your healings for pain in your body. And we'll keep moving along here. We're in many rooms at one time. I can only see one of them. So always request healing each time we go into a room. Because there may be rooms that I'm not talking about that you're in also. And you're also talking with the doctors up there. Next room we're going into are the hot tub rooms. This is where they help to detoxify our bodies. There's different colored gels, different light frequencies in each one of these. Some are very warm. You may find your body getting warm down here too as you're in the beautiful different colored gels in these hot tubs. The next room we're going into is the crystal healing room. And this is where they have clear quartz crystals. And you're levitating. And they're also doing healing work with you in this beautiful healing room. So, again, request your healing. As you talk with them, communicate with them through mental telepathy, the crystals will actually acknowledge you as they change their color frequency. Going into a room now where they're going to be working with your lungs. So if you have any lung conditions, request that, lung concerns. If you feel perfectly fine, then just keep asking for a tune-up. Another team is now working on your ankles and your bottom of your feet, your arches. They're checking out your toes. If you have a twisted ankle or have had one in the past, you can ask them to look at that also. And we're going to go on to one other room. We're going to start working with your sinuses. And another team is working inside of your mouth, checking out your teeth, checking out your tongue, looking for gum infection. So again, request your healings there. And the last room we're going into is the room where they have a beautiful swimming pool. And in the swimming pool are the dolphin doctor teams. There's three of them. And you're in this beautiful water. It's liquid light energy water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds, and you can breathe perfectly fine underwater. and the dolphins now are swimming alongside of you. And they're very close to you. So what you could do, if you like, if you wanted to actually pet the dolphin, which you're doing up there on the lightship, just hold your hand out with your palm up, you know, in front of you. Just as if you're going to put your palm out against something, and go about a foot out, and you're going to feel a presence there. And move it from left to right, and you're going to be able to feel, if you're in tune enough, feel the skin of the dolphin. As you're up there on the lightship doing this exact same thing right now. And you might feel the high-frequency energy of these beautiful light-beam dolphins doing healing work on you. Their skin is very soft. As you press in on the skin, it does have some give to it. My fingers are going in about a half an inch into the body of the dolphin. So it's very, like, spongy, we'll say. Very nice. You can go now to the front of the dolphin, if you like. And you can look at the dolphin's, what would you call it? Their snoot, their nose, okay. And I'm looking at their teeth right now. I'm lifting their gums up a little bit, checking out their teeth. They're allowing me to do this here. You can do the same thing if you want. You can put your hand out, your fingers out, and you can feel the teeth, little bumps where the teeth are. Your hand will move back and forth and feel it. You may have that sensation on your fingertips. Remember, this is real. You're up there on the lightship in physical form. Just bringing back the information to you instantly as you bilocate off and on, off and on, off and on. And you can now look into the eye of the dolphin. Now, their eyes are pretty large. I'm looking at the dolphin, and I'm seeing an eye about a 2.5-inch diameter eye. Very beautiful. As you look at their eye, you almost see the universe through it. And it's very, very high frequency. So we're getting ready now to go into one last room here before we come back. And we're going to go into a room where we're going to be working with our spine. So working with our joints of our body. So again, request healing there. And we're in a room where they're going to help to enhance our immune system. These are three rooms that they're showing me before we come back here. Remember, we're in their time, so we're out of time, and their time can be a lot longer than our time. Everything's in the moment. And like I said before, everything in all dimensions has physicality to it. Okay. So we're ready to come back now. So we're going down a long hallway back into where the orientation room is, and we're thanking all these doctor teams for helping us tonight with this healing. I do these same type of healings, but they're much longer on my conference calls that I have. I have 1 hour shows for $20. They're Monday and Wednesday. Very, very affordable for everybody. And this is just what we do on these calls. We go into many rooms and a little bit longer. So if you're interested, you can connect with me. Just check out my phone number on the web page here, or give me an email. And if you can possibly have your emotional ears cleared, do that, because you get a much better healing that way up on the light ship. Remember, the emotional answers do not go to the light ship. They're down here. So you're typically healed 100% on the light ship, but these emotional densities from the earth plane here can, you know, take away some of your healings. Remember, it's your baggies that cause your problems that you have. So we're now going into the next room, which is the transporter room, and your animals and pets are right there waiting for you. They're very happy to see you. And the light ship's putting around you this special healing cocoon of energy. It's a conscious healing energy that works in the now. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything else that's not in the now is not of the light. It's predictions. It's energies that are thought forms. The light does not work with thought forms, okay? They're only in the now. Only work with light energy, moment by moment. So you can request healings from this cocoon energy It'll be with you for the next 5 days. So request your healings. And you're now getting ready to come back with your pets and animals. You're going down this beautiful white light tunnel, and now you're here. So that was an experience that I hope you really enjoyed tonight. If you want to comment on the fast chat, it'll be on for a while. Just click on it here, and we could probably communicate with you in the fast chat here for a little bit. The light beams will be activated for half an hour after we sign off here. So anything you want to say before we sign off, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. Do we have any we have another minute or so. Any upcoming dates that you'd like to remind people about?
I'm not going to any events in the near future. I'm going to, you can go to Shalimar Productions. I'll be in on Shaft, I believe it's August, I think, with a, he's doing a event there on the mountain. And we're having an event with, he's using the word extraterrestrial UFO technologies. I'll be there lecturing and also doing some healing work with the audience as a speaker. So I'll be there. Our next show here is going to be on Friday, and that's at 9 o'clock California time, Pacific Standard Time. And like I said, we do a special conference calls Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Wednesdays, we do a special water activation where you get seven large containers of water instead of a glass of water, and they'll hold you for 1 week, so you have seven containers of water. What I charge for that is $60 for the month. So you have this divine water for typically 35 days, if you wish, for $60. And that includes a half an hour healing on the light ship also. But it's very affordable, all these healings that you can have. It just takes you to show up. And, you know, that's your choice. Like I said, how much do you love your body? You know, do you love your body enough to have it ascend? Remember, it's waited for 4,000 years for this process. So it's up to you to get on the bandwagon if you choose to. There's no such thing as a 100th monkey scenario. You can't think that someone else is going to do some work and you're going to ride along with them on their coattails, you know. That does not work. If it would have worked, it would have happened with Jesus 2,000 years ago. So it's up to you to love your body enough, because it would love to ascend. It's here now in this lifetime to do that. And are you willing to help it? So, I guess I'll be signing off here. So, I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And hope you had a wonderful experience. And I'll be watching the fast chat here for a little bit if you want to just communicate here for a little bit. And the light beam will be activated. So, blessings to all of you and good night.
Good night, everyone. Have a beautiful evening, and thank you for being with us, and we'll see you on Friday. Blessings.
Blessings, and goodbye.